Oh, it's been fantastic. Surrounded by a lot of good leaders, the wealth of knowledge and experience in this team, and the boys have been brilliant. I've loved every second of it.
Did Steve give you any advice before he went off to Japan?
Steve's just a kind of wealth of rugby knowledge himself. So throughout the years that he's been at the club, we've all learned lots from him. So there's certainly some tricks in the back of the memory bank there from Borthers.
And how does the club feel ahead of the season? Because coming so close last season in the two finals, domestically and in Europe, do you feel like you can go that one step further this time?
Yeah, well, we're going to try our absolute best to do that. I mean, it's just part of our story. You know, it's part of our DNA now and what we are at the club. And we're going to try our best to produce the same results that we did last season and get the same consistency. But we've always focused on the next task at hand. And at the moment, our eyes firmly on Twickenham on Saturday.
And in terms of the captaincy, have you had to change your approach to anything? Obviously, there's more responsibility that comes with the role, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, luckily our squad's pretty consistent. The policies that we've had in place and the way we do things and operate on a day-to-day basis has been the same for years. So just trying to keep on top of that, make sure we keep maintaining the same standards. And the boys know how it goes, yeah. You know, so they've been brilliant. People manage themselves very well. And, yeah, we're in a really exciting place as a club.
Last season you topped the table with a record points total. How can you sort of make your ambitions for this season when you've already achieved so much, you know, last season? How can you take it on a step?
Yeah, well, I suppose the thing is every season you start from zero, and we'll do it bit by bit. You know, we're firmly focused on what's happening now, you know, what's just around the corner. And look, if we put in consistent results, if we maintain our standards and we play the way we know we can play, hopefully by the end of the season those points will kind of tick themselves up there.
And Twickenham is another of your homes in a way, hasn't it? With Wembley, Allianz Park, you've played a lot at Twickenham over the last few seasons. So going there on Saturday won't hold too many mysteries for you guys.
No, we love playing at Twickenham. It's a fantastic place. Who doesn't love playing at Twickenham? It's a fantastic place for us. A lot of great memories there, and hopefully Saturday will just be another one to add to the collection.
And Wasps is a bit of a local rivalry, isn't it, down the years?
Yeah, great history, great heritage. They've got a really good squad together this season, and they're going to be a huge challenge and contenders all the way through the season. So, I mean, we're under no illusions that it's going to be a really tough afternoon out there, and we're going to have to be really on top of our game to come out with a result.
And quite a lot of changes in the squad, quite a lot of players going, but not as many coming in as has been the case over the last few years at Saracens, but you have made a few key additions.
We haven't lost too many players, actually. We've lost a couple of, senior guys, Borthers, Matt Stevens are the obvious ones, but we've signed really well. The guys that have come in, just high we haven't made too many new signings and we haven't lost too many players, but the signings we have made are just high caliber. Players with experience, players with lots of ability and talent. Guys like Jim Hamilton, who's been around for years and years and knows all the tricks of the trade. Got some excellent signings in the front row, Kieran Longbottom and Juan Figueroa. So it's been absolutely fantastic, and they've filled the role brilliantly and they're fitting into the family fantastically. Really happy with how they've done.
And just finally, your European group is a tough one, but that was going to come with the territory with the Champions Cup, the way it's structured. It's going to be an amazing tournament.
It's going to be a battle, for sure, yeah. So it is a really tough group. But, you know, you've got to get through those games. You've got to play them sooner or later. And, look, it's just another challenge. It is getting harder and harder. The season seems to be getting longer and longer. But, look, we live for those big days. So we look forward to that. But at the moment, as I've said, you know, our focus is purely on the Premiership and what lies just around the corner. And that's a massive battle at Twickenham.